Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rollmonger's Actual Play Podcast, brand new adventure actual play podcast, the prologue for War for the Crowned Adventure Path by Pathfinder, the first module, Crownfall. But wait, we're not ready to go stampeding information to that just yet. No, we're still running just a little bit of a prologue. And hopefully, our Cavalier party will survive it and prove that even though they all only have one skill, the same class skill, Knowledge Nobility, to share and go through an entire series with, hopefully they will rock, at least in combat. And if they cannot, well, you know, we'll introduce our spinoff podcast called Echoes of Honor. And, you know, you can wish those guys luck. Gentlemen, rolling for initiative means combat. And when you see these glasses, no, listening honest at home can't see them, but when I put my glasses on, these are my combat glasses, because I need to squint at the fine print. When last we left our heroes, descending the steps into the dripping wet basement mausoleum under the church that is built on a hilltop. So catacombs should not be unexpected, gentlemen. Coming down with Romail Acasti himself, carrying a light source and a crossbow. You have fanned out into the first room, failed to hear anything out of the unusual. The smell, the dampness, the stench is a little off-putting. Leon, going up the map to the left, or the north, as it were, since we're all facing to the right and the west, checking it out. Winston, the bottom of steps. Romeo, our NPC. Nobleman, Acasti, right behind him. Tapo, skirting around a hairpin corner and viewing downwards another stairwell to the east that he informs us is caved in. On our right, or the south door, Lord Gerldevath widens out and examines a few other doors, but from a safe distance. Bartholomew, our half-orc cavalier, on cue, because he was asked to, opens the doors wide and is greeted with a volley of not one, but three crossbow bolts. Surprise round starts now. And unfortunately, from the perception rolls of last week, you're all surprised. So we'll get right into the main combat round as soon as we have a quick word from our sponsor being a whole bunch of crossbowmen on the other side of the door. Twangity twang twang. Allow me to take a moment to reveal to y'all what Bartholomew might see down this hall. A hallway and three figures. If your light source and your mini allows you to see this, that's great. Good for you. You can see it. If not, well, what can I tell you? You can't see what you can't see. Now, a quick note to remove the door. Ba-bum. And Revelio, we have a 15-foot, 10-foot wide, double-doored hallway full of combatants. One eye shifted out of the way. Three combat rolls. And just to be fair, we're going to do them right up here. Crossbow bolt number one. What is your armor class, sir? Is it 21 or higher?
It's a 20.
It's 20.
It's always one higher than
one. Shot in the shoulder. Second shot.
Not my favorite shoulder.
A 5. Obviously a miss. And the last one, actually, I've actually put the wrong modifier on there. I have to adjust that because the leader can shoot just a little bit more. D3 higher at 15, also miss. One shot hits you. Two go flying straight past you. Now, our other Rollmonger's DM and myself come to blows when I used to play under him about the whole thing about cover. And doing a little research does not talk about who is closer or having to be close up to it. Yes, if it's a low wall. If anything is in your way, it provides cover to both sides, not just the side that's closer. So with these bolts continuing their path straight through, now I'm shooting at Bartholomew and would go straight through and does not really cross anybody else's square. But one of these is going to come straight through and possibly nail Winston. So the second roll with a 5, Winston with a plus 4 to your cover. I'm assuming that would be like 1. It's not going to anywhere, you know, just going to fall in front of your wolf and he just looks disgusted.
Barkley catches the bolt in his mouth and just eats.
Yes, saving Elcasty from the embarrassment of me calculating another hit of like negative 3. Which means, gentlemen, we can now, surprise round is over, we can now start the round in earnest. Round 1, top of the order. I see Leon, you're up. Lord Gildervarth, get ready. You are on deck. Leon, what do you do?
Well, realizing that something is apparently up, moves down, drawing weapon to check, sees that there is targets, and fires a bow.
All right.
Yes. Well, thank you for that evil laugh there, Matt. Because I got a 24. Does that hit?
Your target being down here?
My target being that one.
Yes. Shooting into the dimly lit corridor. I can't say that I am in such dim light that he's going to have any extra concealment or cover. And they are sort of standing brazenly out to eyeball themselves. You see on the small side of medium creatures, hunched over, armored with light leathery armor and cowls over their heads and long snouts protruding under the cowls, readying crossbows, shooting them at you. And 24 hits for how much damage?
7 points.
7 points. Leon starts the fray, and the first one actually goes down.
Nice.
Thunk. Okay.
Does that help you guys out?
Good shot, sir. Good shot.
You're done for the day? Actually, no, I'm not going to be so presumptuous to put an X through somebody like he's, you know, actually dead. I think we're going to use the...
dead-ish.
Here you go. There's a guy bent over with little arrows in him in the roll 20. He's down. Oh, not doing well. Okay.
Arrowed.
It's right. Lord Gildervarth, it is your turn. Bartholomew, get ready. You are on deck, sir.
All right. So I have an archer kind of behind me.
Yep. Off your left shoulder, shooting past you, but behind you.
All right. So I think what I'm going to do is I am going to try to shield him. Oh, choose your target character. So this is, I think, basically just an attack roll versus armor class 10 to aid in his armor class. That failed.
So basically you could give him, a plus 2 to his AC by standing beside him and holding out the shield at appropriate time?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool. Cool. That's very cool. I was going to say, you're not going to stand in the way, are you?
No.
Message for you, sir. Thank you, kind of cool. That would be that, because you also give them cover. Very, very cool. But, you know, not knowing Leon very well, you know, can't guess his movements, just constantly second-guessing yourself, not so sure with that role, if we're going to do well. Moving down the list, Bartholomew, hardly even notice, but damage. Do you remember that part where I shot you? Or sorry, they shot you, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It reminds me why they're going to die.
Only now do you notice the pain, and hence, here's the damage. 5 points, sir.
Oh, that's okay, because they're going to bleed a lot more than I just did.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to charge them.
All right.
Charge them really hard. I'm going to do it.
There you go. Straight into... Okay. You notice two of them actually miraculously swarming into one square. It's a very special, unique ability of this particular humanoid. It's very cool. I need you to pick a target of the two of them.
The one on the left.
All right.
He looks like he'll bleed better than the other one.
Since they're both in the same square, how about this? One is slightly taller and slimmer than the other. So the short one or the tall one?
The taller one has more blood in him.
Okay. Tall one it is. Plus 2 straight line, go right ahead. But what do you hit them with? Here's the problem.
My battle axe.
You had doors in your hands a moment ago. Remember? Yes. I throw both doors open wide, you said. It's now just your turn.
I have a +1 to my attack bonus.
Can you draw a weapon while charging?
I can!
Charge! As a move action, you charge and draw your +1 base attack, thank you. And coming down on the tall one with your axe, sir, roll.
Yes. Add two to that AC attack.
All right. So what'd you get?
That'd be a 10.
10. Sorry. Close? Well, not really.
But I wanted him to bleed a lot. I mean, I really wanted him to bleed.
Anticipating your attack, as you thunder through, swinging down, the two of them both lean back as far as they can in their 5-foot little square and comes down in a swipe. Next, we have... Oh, I'm sorry. Anything else, sir? Free actions? Swift actions? No? Just... Okay. That's a... Winston, it is your turn, sir, and Monsieur Tapo is on deck.
Right. Tally-ho!
And I...
Forward, Barkley!
Give my reins a little... And I will move to here. And pokey-pokey into the square with the two dudes.
Spurring on Barkley, shifting to the right, heading through the doors and coming up right beside Bartholomew. You're attacking with your what?
My lance, which I obviously drew on my way. For an attack of 18.
Oh, that is a hit.
Ha! For 4 damage.
Pokey and pokey. +4 because this guy is prone.
Oh, sweet.
You go running up and stab a guy that's laying on a disarmed down foe. That's not nice.
Effective, but not nice.
Or did you want the guys that are like mixed up with...
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go for the guy who's down.
Yeah, I think going back to my ex, because even I thought he was up until I was saying it's like, wait a minute, this guy just went down.
Yeah, no, I'll attack in the one on the right.
All right. Would you like the tall, skinny one? Oh, the slightly shorter one.
Whatever one's closest. I don't know how they're arranged in the square.
Well, that's why I'm just looking for some sort of slight distinction.
So, yeah, all right.
Tall or short?
I'll go for the little guy.
Okay. Always the honorable one. Get the little guy. Pick on the little guy. All right. So, Winston, with
everybody knows the most powerful things in the universe come in small packages. How about you?
With the same hit.
Pa-pow, ha-ha.
And 4 damage. You see his eyes roll back in his little head.
Oh.
And he hits the floor, leaving one standing. Obviously, these fellows are either unconscious or possibly bleeding and going into negatives as the rounds tick by. Tapo, I have on good authority, is going to hold his action, and he was still, at this particular moment, he needed the round to, you know, check the stairway. So that's what you're doing there, Clinton. Romeo, steps in to here and, you know, calls for one of you guys to protect him while he's loading his crossbow. Cover me! And he drops his torch in the square and starts dicking around with his crossbow, trying to get it loaded. And so ends the round. Round 2. Leon, what do you do? Gilavarth, start the plan. You're on deck. Leon.
Rewind before we get into the round 2.
Sure.
Your dudes get their first round attack.
Oh, that's right. That's right. No.
Last one standing. In all, you know, fairness.
That is true. Oh, you know what? I had incidentally dropped them out of the new turn order.
They show as 7 in my list.
That's so casty. Anyway, but you're not wrong. I had top of the round and going down. We'll just put them in there. And 6. So, a casty, come to me, okay? 2 are down. The tall one that is still left standing does a withdraw. And she, 6 squares as a withdraw. And I believe she can... keep going. 1, 2, into here. And that's her. Okay. So, gentlemen, back to Leon.
Well, noting that she kind of ran off, I'll follow through the hall a little ways and ready a shot. So that's one.
20, 30.
Yeah, that'll be my one move.
All right. Next. Guild of Earth. Bartholomew, you're on deck.
All right. Seeing that the combatants look like they're fleeing through the eastern hallway, look behind me. Archers, we've got them on the run. Advance. Move forward. There's one move.
Okay.
Move past Bartholomew. Right to there. See if I can see any more combatants as the map opens up.
All right. Now, you're carrying a light source, so I'm literally, like, sort of chasing you on the map with a torch.
Let me bring it. I see that.
Yeah. I forgot to bring it with you. I'm the light, guys. More ways than one. Okay. So getting into position.
Winston has a torch in his offhand.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm done.
I have you shedding. Now, the character also is set to shed light, so... I'll just give you that option to drop it, because I know we talked about you doing that, but for right now, get rid of it. Okay, this room, now that we're sort of in its doorway, and it's lit up, as it were, I shall quickly describe for you. Gentlemen, in the heat of the moment, glancing around, your adrenaline beginning to pump in the noise in your ears. At the north end of this long room, we notice a statue of a winged eye that adorns a simple stone altar. Several open pits of various sizes riddle the floor, and a pair of stone doors hang into each of the pits with a texture that's similar to that of surrounding ground. This room, across to the back wall, like straight ahead, which is heading east or to the right of the map, is actually 25 feet to the back wall, but left and right, we're talking easily 60 feet to your left, heading north, and 50-odd feet to your right, heading south. Everyone is facing east on the map. The pits are, most of them are about 10 by 10, and then there's one in front of the altar that's 15 feet wide and a good 25 feet long. It looks like somebody had a whole bunch of homemade swimming pools, but they're actually sprung pit traps that are pre-sprung for you. Welcome to first level. Bartholomew. It is your turn, sir. Winston, get ready. You're on deck.
Excellent.
So someone ran away from me. I'd like to follow that.
It's called a tactical withdraw.
I'd like to do a tactical follow.
Okay. Advance.
And pursue my opponent.
All right. Unfortunately, it's going to cost you a double move because they're just far enough away that you can't get your move and a standard in. Unless you want to throw something at them.
I'll throw my war axe. They moved 6 away from me?
They did a double move as a withdrawal.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're going to eat a war axe to the face.
Okay, so this is not a throwing weapon, so you have to take penalty?
Sure.
Throwing the, improvised weapon, as it were?
So I've thrown it a lot.
I mean, technically, it's not a throwing weapon, yes?
Technically, it's not a throwing weapon, but I have still thrown it a lot.
Okay.
It's a new experience every time.
Yes. Do you have the feat throw anything? Something to consider for the future?
No, but I've been told I feature it many times.
Okay.
An error.
Throw away, sir, and we will put the penalty upon you.
Of course.
Pew, pew, pew.
A poo, poo. No, it's just actually one pew.
You have the sound effect for a hurling axe to the air.
Clang.
Let him roll first before you're that mean. Clang.
I didn't say
no.
What it's clanging off of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my armor. They just take it.
Ching.
So while he's fumbling with his character sheet, Winston, what do you want to do?
I will. 6, 7, 8, 9. I can. I will come up around the other side of the pit trap.
Okay. So there's a pit trap directly in front of you guys. You guys are skirting to the left of it. And then there's a second one that's pushed back against the wall.
Something happened.
You guys are sort of moving into flanking, though it's more like one's below and one's beside. So battle axe comes flying through the air. 10, -4 to hit. It drops it to 6. So yes, clang, as in the wall in it,
But battle axe, 6 is one of the devil's numbers.
But Winston the Portly,
yes,
taking a flanking position, attacks with mighty 16.
Oh. That actually is a hit, sir.
Sweet, for 9 damage.
Oh. Well, I certainly don't like you very much, but she is still standing. Twisting her body in a square at the last moment, she takes a terrible graze, but is still
Ha ha! Worthy adversary!
His worthy adversary is going to shoot you in the face. Right. Tapo, as previously discussed with Clinton, silently moves and covers Romeo. Romeo loads and basically the center of the room, as it were, and waits to see, you know, how you guys do. Silent nod between the men, agree that we need to cover, you know, cover the rear.
Posterior. Rear is so curious.
Yes. Well, as discussed earlier, again, not so foolish as to like leave our rear guard and a whole bunch of doors just completely empty behind us.
Oh, crap. I keep forgetting about Barkley.
What's that?
I keep forgetting to attack with my mount.
Ah. Well, that's okay. Not much left. All right. So, a withdraw to get her here. What to do? Well, I'm going to risk an attack of opportunity and move directly away. 5, 6. Nope. I was hoping to like just move, like take a step back and load and fire, but it's going to take me a move to actually get this thing loaded. So this person is going to continue to withdraw.
Oh.
10, 11, and opens the door and goes through her. Round 3, Leon. Can I have a perception check, sir?
Perception of 15.
You hear a door open behind you. You hear Tapo curse under his teeth. And you hear him let fly with an arrow all behind you back in the room. What do you do? Ahead of you, everyone's split up and gathered, and you've lost sight of all targets, and you can barely see allies.
Well, I stay here then.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh, actually, because of your right through the doorway here, you still have that downward angle. Okay. You actually see a crossbow bolt come flying into the room. And it. 18. Possibly strikes the good Tapo. What do you want to do?
Well, see if I can return fire at this point.
There is no target entering the room. Somebody's shooting from beyond the doorway. You'll have to move.
Sounds good.
All right. Unfortunately, for our good Tapo, 18 is his armor class, and you take 5 points, Clinton.
Ouch.
Dropping him from 9 down to 4. Leon, moving up.
Hmm.
Okay. You, from where you are, through the doorway, you just catch looking into the room here. Now, yeah. I've set this up. I've actually gone back. I've taken off the sort of free lighting because it was confusing you guys last game. So what you guys see on the map here is, you know, sort of your lines of sight. Now, the audience can see what everybody sees. So from each of you, from your own sort of character view, there is a certain, shall we say, annoying sort of black lines, like a limitation. However, right down here on a corner, you see your archer withdrawing, like around, you know, has leaned out, taken the shot, and is now reloading.
Cool. So could I fire on him?
Yes. It's going to be a difficult shot, though. I get +2 for the corner. I get another 2 for the doorway. Moving closer would be a good idea.
I can't. That would be a double movement.
Okay.
Can do that next time.
All right.
But that is point blank. So at least there's that bonus for me. 22?
Yes.
Shot. Like ricocheted well, off the wall.
You needed a pretty high, actually, because these, you know, these are the bosses and they actually have like a decent, you know, AC. And I'm like, he's not going to hit this with all his cover. It's like right in the corner of his shoulder. It's like, oh, my spleen. Well, not that my spleen's on my shoulder, but you never know with these strange humanoids. Damage, sir?
3 points, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. Well, that's okay. Well, the cover, I got to have some kind of compensation. Just
I only clipped him.
Yeah, really. Still, that's enough to impress me and make me use my big fat rat brain to rethink my tactic and possibly do something else on my turn. Gildervarth.
All right. Hearing that combat is kind of behind us as well, I'm going to move back where I came from. Bartholomew, with me! And double move in here, just so I can kind of see what's going on. Make a double move to there, kind of adjacent to the door.
Okay.
And I am done. Basically, bring in the light source with me.
Okay. Yeah, bring in the light. Well, you're the closest thing we have to a holy man. You do venerate the church, right? No?
Yep.
Yes.
He's a pious man, but he's not holy, quote-unquote.
Well, we're going to try and put some holes in you.
Pie-assed? I think Winston's the pie-assed one.
Yes. Was there anything else you wanted to do, Frank? Was he done? You said he was done.
Yeah, that's a double move for me. I'm done.
Okay. Well, there's always that third thing, you know, that swift action and all that kind of thing. Bartholomew, your prey is fleeing the room. Yeah. I mean, the nice rat girl that shot you.
I take a step forward. I pick up my axe that didn't contact.
Okay.
And I fall back following Gildervarsh. Winston, don't chase her.
Two into the square as a move, picking it up as a separate move, and that leaves you, like, you can sort of move forward and turn around and pick up as part of, like, a second move action. So I'm not going to stop you here. But you're two in, and then you want to head back towards where Gildervarth is?
Yeah.
So
four more.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. So.
Barkley doesn't like to be run away from.
No, he does. He's barking. Bark, bark.
In fact, he will want to chase. And quite frankly, so does Sir Winston.
We enjoy a good chase. Yes. Yes.
I mean, I bet Barkley could jump that giant hole.
if Leon was in the room, I would totally hold you to that, but
I don't know. I don't think
that was player. That was player. Player. Yeah.
No, I got 10 squares of movement for regular movement with Barkley. It's awesome. Just by the way, pro tip, if you're playing a small character and you don't want to suffer really bad movement impedance, get yourself a medium-sized mount because they all have 50 feet for their base movement. So that means I can move 20 spaces with a charge or a double move.
Everybody had to leave their horse outside, not you.
Yes, there's that as well. So 1, 9, 10 for my first movement takes me to the doorway.
Okay.
Is the door open?
That's a good question. Now, I had to do a double move to get to where I am. And they talk about, opening doors as part of a move action or a swift action. Let's ask our resident rules lawyer, Ayn Willems. Ayn, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, swift action or move action to open a door?
I want to say it's a swift action or possibly a free action. Give me a sec.
While we're suspended in time, Tapo and Acasti quietly, have some sort of their own idea. They would like to, withdraw from the immediate danger. And they're not bailing on you guys, but they're definitely like, shall we say, or they'll probably argue one day, we're moving out of the way so you guys can work. Too many archers in a hallway, that kind of thing. So they back off when it gets to their turn.
Move action to open a door or close the door.
All right. So I was down here. So that was like 30 to get here, 25 just to get to where I was. So I'm actually, a little retcon here to be fair, I'm actually in front of the door, desperately trying to get it open. And you come rounding the corner, 190 degree turn, bark, 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 on the corner, and then come running across right to left. First he zips north going 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, bark, 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 around the corner, and then go zipping east to west, 10, 15, 25, bark, 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 and there she is.
So I attack with my lance, and I tell Barkley to attack.
Okay, now has he moved less than 50 feet?
He has moved less than 50 feet, yes.
All right, so attack away, sir. You and Bark, Bark, Barkley.
All right, so I attacked with a natural 20 for 25, and I confirmed the crit with a 23.
See, that would explain the dancing. First, I thought it was a dance of rage that roll 20 might have. I thought you were pissed. He was, swaying in the chair, and I'm like, oh, no. We just lost.
So I won't worry about Barkley because this is probably going to be devastating.
You think so?
I do think so. Yeah.
All right.
A natural 20 for 25, and then I confirm the crit with a 23. Is that a confirmed crit?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What is the times multiplier?
It is a lance, so it's actually pretty good. I believe it's times 3.
But I know if you charge, you do double damage with a lance, but you weren't charging.
No, I was not charging. Where is my... land.
How many dice are we talking here?
Uno momento, por favor.
Okay.
Lance is a x3 multiplier.
All right. I'm pulling two cards out of the crit deck, buddy. You ready for this?
Sweet. Yep.
Let us see what we have today. Do-do-do-do-do. Magic slamming piercing. Vulnerable spot. Normal damage. And the target takes 1d4 ability drain of your choice. That's pretty gross. Or hand wound. Normal damage and 1d2 dexterity damage and -4 penalty on all rolls using that hand until they heal. Some precision scalpeling with your lance there, buddy. What's it going to be, muted Matt?
I'm going to attack them right in the wisdom.
What?
You said ability score of my choice, correct? For the piercing. Spot.
Normal damage and target takes 1d4 ability damage of your choice.
I'm attacking them right in the wisdom.
So what, you brainer, I guess? That's how else would you affect someone's wisdom? It was a really bad idea hiding out down here. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, skewer. Okay. But unfortunately, normal damage. So
it's a lance right to the ear hole.
So 7 points of damage.
Yes. 7 points and a wonderful card that allows you to roll a d4. Let's have it.
Sweet. How about all four? Boom! Yeah!
Dropping my wisdom. I guess if it's low enough, I wouldn't realize that it was a bad idea for me to come in here today. All right. So wisdom goes from 8 to 4.
Ha 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 ha.
Mom always said I had a box of chocolates. All right. Ow. But still standing. And you.
Okay, so now Barkley's going to attack.
Dig it. Yes, attack. Don't attack. You specifically said I will not have him attack.
Well, she's still standing. No, fair enough. I'll leave it out.
Yeah. All happening so fast. Tapo, Romeo are having a little bromance on the stairs, bringing us around to them. She opens a door as a move action and goes through. Attack of opportunity, perhaps from Barkley.
Whoa, really? Cool. Then Barkley will.
Let's have it, Barkley.
Yeah, just give me a second. I'm looking up my attack bonus. I'm pretty sure it's +5, but I'm not 100%.
Actually, we should have it from you, because you just told Barkley not to attack. So if she leaves, you may not, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Take the shot and keep within the story. So whilst that is going on, so I've...
Yeah, here it comes.
Yep.
So I attacked for 10.
Okay.
Do I hit?
No.
Okay.
But she does leave the door open. Skitters into the hallway. Now you're lance in one hand, light torch in the other, right?
Lance in one hand, torch in the other.
Yeah, so you should light your way as you go, so you should be fine. Okay. So while we're dealing with her who moved, we're also dealing with the mystery combatant in this other room who still goes on the bad guy's turn. Failing. Now I bet people are looking at the screen going, how did they open the door, shoot, and move? Well, let's go back a previous round where we stealthily listened, crack the door open, and ever so gently eased out the crossbow in a previous round. Then, when shit hit the fan, it was take the shot and move back. And the door just kind of like starts swinging a little bit, and there's that, and then we brought Jay in, okay? So there's no, that, hey, how did you do that? You know, so the door's just kind of swinging ajar. And I began my reload. So that's why I said, Jay, you see, I'm starting to reload. So I'm going to reload now, finish it as a move action, and I'm going to lean out and shoot. And what do we see? Oh, we see two dudes stacked up on the door, but I really only kind of have a clear shot on Leon. So Leon, returning fire, this time at you. You get a +2 because I'm shooting through a doorway. Oh, you know what else? If I can't touch one of your squares with one of my squares, Gildervarth might actually give you some cover. Doink. Now, I think I can barely just, from the back right bottom corner of mine, get past that corner, through, and just get to the top of yours, maybe?
I believe the ruling is if you can draw a line from any one corner of yours to any corner of mine.
Yeah.
So that bottom corner would mean I'd get cover.
I don't know. I think I'm going to draw my line and see for myself, if you don't mind. We're going to take a little polyline. We can do this. Watch this. So you go boink here, and I'm going to try and hit your square like that. Ta-da! Straight past the corner, which I'm tucked up on. That's the low wall thing. Through the doorway, giving you a plus two. Missing Farth, so you only get a plus two.
But I thought the rule was to any corner.
Hmm?
For cover? If you can draw a line from one corner to another corner.
For melee. For melee.
Wow, would that be different for ranged?
Oh, I see what you're saying. And I would have to move. But I'm out of move because I moved to load. So yes, four. So what's your AC with four, sir?
That puts me at 22.
All right. It's a magical number. You hit it recently. Concerned. Natural one. And I have a name. Son of a... possible crit. Hello, my name's Thessal, the rat.
Possible... Or no, it's a... Yeah, possible crit fail?
Yeah, I have to confirm the fail. Five, six, ten. I fail.
You fail.
Okay, sir. Pulling. And crit card. Actually, you know what? Just for fairsies, I'm just going to hold up a bunch, okay? Like, look at this big... Everyone can see the big... Okay? You know, left, center, 90. Like, just kind of give me a compass here, Jay. Where am I pulling from?
100 degree from the right. So just over 90. Yeah, right
over there. DM, don't make me do math, damn you.
Go for it.
This one's sticking out.
Sure. There.
All right.
You'll do this in your head by now. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just trig.
Magic, natural, ranged. Lost the target. I take a negative 4 penalty on all attack rolls for one round. There's this shining knight in the way. Oh, he's so beautiful. Totally lose Leon in the... okay.
Such an anime moment.
Not only do I miss, for the next round, I have a negative 4 to hit you on top of all these negative... Oh, wow. All right. Next is round 4, bringing us actually to Leon's turn. Lord Gildavarth, you are on deck. What do you do?
Well, as I can no longer see through the door, I'm going to, like, motion to Gildavarth to go in.
Yeah, I can't see through the door either. Did I lose did I lose my light effect?
No, what happened was, as I cleared drawings, the torch that Romeo Acasti dropped is technically a drawing, so I could size it. So let me bring back that torchlight he dropped.
Wink. My eyes! The brilliance of my own armor has blinded me!
Okay, so, yeah, sorry, Leon, there you go.
I don't think that's the same spot.
Oh, bitch.
Well, I can't see now. I could see at least a little further before.
Well, that's where the torch is. Varth is the other one.
Okay, well, like I said, I like, tap on Gildavarth and point to wait him go, so I'm holding my action until after he moves.
You did see the guy lean out and shoot at you.
Oh, so, like, I can still see him to shoot back? Because if so, okay, I will take a shot.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Because of the darkness. Well, if I can shoot at you, you can shoot at me. So you're shooting into like that proverbial square. I know light's a bitch, but... Or move up, you know, get a good shot.
Okay, well, I'm going to fire my composite longbow from where I am.
If you were, like, searching for a target, but, like, you're trading fire, so it's like, okay, I'm just going to shoot right back into that corner.
Dude, you're on fire.
Look at this.
21. Oh, my God.
And Leon is promoted to party leader. Party assassin. All right, 21. So, let's see now. Damn it. Do you know how good my armor class actually is? Plus the cover, and you're just squeaking by, you bugger. Okay, 7 points. I'm still standing, but I'm really pissed at you.
And I tap.
I'm bleeding out on my shoes.
And I tap Gildavarth and wait for my move.
And hardly even know you. This is funny because these damage increments are the same the other one was taking. Tap Gildy that he's up and you're just going to hold your move?
Yep.
All right. Gildavarth.
All right, so moving in.
All right.
Shield up. Taking the torch in with me. There's one move.
Okay. Hang on. Back up.
I can't see anything.
Go right to there. Laying in wait in the shadows. Little gnashing teeth come out at you. One... on this side, hello, and one moving through a friendly and into the square here, because we have this ability to do this. Wink. There, flanking you with little plus twos and gnashing teeth. Giant rats attack you, Lord Voss. Right.
If I had, if only I had my torch in my hand, I could see what the hell is going on.
Did I not too many? Okay, that's strange. Fine. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What's happening to me? What's happening? You're supposed to have light. There. Ta-da.
There we go.
There we go.
Hey, look, I'm dead.
So much going on in such a small place, and I have to remind me to keep moving the video around so people can see, because you guys are splitting the party. It's getting so exciting now. So, rats, dire rats, chewing, biting, and diseasing, possibly, their way into your booties with an additional plus two, which is good because the rats don't hit very well. 9 and a natural 1. But this is rat number 1. I do not have a name. Thank God his name is rats. So.
All right. That's 2 misses.
Possible fumble. And we'll confirm. Well, if he still fumbles, I'll have him, you know, like delay. Oh, there's my 18. Yeah. Okay. So didn't fumble his teeth and, you know, delay him around. So the ratikins are gnashing at you, flanking you either side of this in this doorway, taking the opportunity to attack as you move in. Please continue your move, sir.
Okay.
There is a rat folk dude right there on your right, like the other one's faced, and right now he is, you know, between fumbling with his crossbow, so he gets an attack of opportunity against you for movement.
All right, so unfortunately, this is not where I'd like to be. Okay. So I'm going to have to provoke 2 attacks of opportunity.
Okay.
And move to there.
Sorry, as you come in, okay, these things aren't smart enough to, like, sorry, lay in wait and ambush you, like, readying an action, but they are smart enough to lay in wait, and then you moving through is what provoked, so I'm not going to hit you with another double round. It was the sort of exiting the square that provoked.
Oh, okay.
Not us dire smart rats, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I dig it.
Not that much coordination at this level. If these guys were higher level, Fessa would be like, you know, attack 1, attack 2, rats, and they're like, yes, sir. No, this level could be, you know.
All right, so I'll kind of round the corner as soon as I can see him, and since I have a torch in one hand and a shield in the other, I'm going to make a shield bash on the one directly in front of me.
Okay.
I'll just use the old-fashioned way. 5, missed.
Moving in, bashing. Bartholomew, you are up, sir.
You?
You're up.
I'm a move.
Winston, you're on deck.
Winston, don't lag behind.
Right.
What's the rules on diagonal movement?
The first square is 5. The second square counts as 10. So you'd be 5 to adjacent to Leon, 15 to go through Leon's square, 20 to get, right? So you'd 5. Be, then that's 15 to go into Leon, but you get to move through friendlies for free. And then it's 20 to get to the door, and 30 would put you, you know, down into the gap there. And there you were, pulling up short of the giant mice. There you go. Just in time to save the day.
Here I am to save the day.
Winston.
Right. Don't lag behind. Carry on, Barkley.
And I'll go through the doorway into the room. It won't let me in.
It won't let you in the doorway. It doesn't like you.
They're holding the other side. Hit it harder.
No, she had to leave the door open.
I was tempted just to close the door. It's like, maybe I'll just close the door. Oh, what is this? A hallway 10 feet long. Stops at a 15-foot like landing and overlooks a large room that is sunken in the floor. There are pieces of original floor still intact, like pillars at your level, but most of the ground is sunken and filled with rubble and all sorts of nasty protrusions. Your foe is already climbing down one side of this landing.
Okay, how far down is it?
15 feet down.
Okay.
Okay, so she opened the door, went 5, 10, 15 here.
Yep. Right,
had 15 feet left, but climb is 1/4. So she's pretty much just kind of like 5 feet down, dangling over the edge.
Drop something on her.
Barkley, it down.
Could I not just jump on her?
Yeah, or you could just like, you just ride her to the bottom.
Ha!
Be down there when she gets there. Just like in a cartoon. What the?
I could, though.
You're just gonna tell Winston. Okay, that's a 15-foot drop, and you guys, everyone will take damage, including your dog, who gets squished under you. Partly, how much did you weigh? The 33-pound? No, 100-pound halfling.
100-pound halfling. Yep.
Barkley's like, please no.
Hey, man, it's a wolf. Wolf can take 100 pounds, no problem. But I'm sure
Barkley starts undoing the saddle. Here you go.
just drops me.
No, loosens it and then just runs to the edge and stops so that you and the saddle keep going. And there you go. Have fun. Anyway, what do you want to do?
It's a good question. What do I do? I wonder if I could jump down, couldn't I? Barkley can jump. There's something special about Barkley's jump too. Let me just do a quick check here.
Okay. So, Tapo and Romeo are going to hold, which brings us back to Leo. So while Winston's deciding his last fate here, Leo, what are you going to do next?
I'm going to start moving into the room, following in behind Bartholomew.
Oh, sweet. There it is. +8 to jump.
Okay. Now the bad guys are going to get to go before Leon, but so what's it going to be there? Winston?
Yeah, I'm going to direct Barkley to jump down.
Okay. So an acrobatics check. He can ignore the first 10 feet of falling damage from Barkley.
Yeah, just give me a second. D20 plus.
Are you actually attacking the climber? Like, jump on her?
Well, I was going to direct Barkley to jump down and see if I could, you know, do the skewer on the way by. Like, ha ha.
Okay, so you're going to jump, like, into this diagonal square, and as you're descending, you're just going to poke her with your stick.
Yeah. If that's a, like, I don't know if there's a feat or something I need for that, or.
Well, your lance is kind of designed to, like, point out, not point down. But she is technically below you.
Ride by attack plus attack from above. Death from above.
We're definitely, yeah, I'm sure those feats will help, but.
Well, here's my acrobatics check, which was not good.
Not yours. Well, Barkley's.
Barkley's acrobatics check, yes.
Okay, which was what?
Oh, wait, that was raw. Where is my modifier for the Barkley? There might be an extra bonus there for dex. +2. Sweet. So add 2 to that.
Okay. So what's the total?
Total of 14.
I believe it's 15 to ignore.
I'll spend a force point. Ah, oh, wrong.
Spend a hero point. Quickly activate that rule. I'm just having a quick look at my chart here. Okay. So... Aha, he leaps, and then you shift your weight to attack, and it throws Barkley off because suddenly you're attacking on the way down. Oh. So let's have your attack roll. I'll let you do it. I'll just give you the standard, you know, unprepared.
Natural 20.
Oh,
for
good.
25. I'm on
fire. I was going to give you a negative 10 because of all these penalties of, you know, for accuracy. So the rules lawyers at home don't end. Look at that. Oh, natural 20. Okay.
But I didn't confirm the crit with a 10, I'm sure. But I'm assuming that's a hit for 6 damage.
Yes. So I get skewered and fall unconscious. And now I'm in the negatives and begin falling 15 feet, which means it's a D6 damage for everybody. Yay. So I take a D6 for landing over here and fall even further into the world of negatives. Thanks for that.
Terribly sorry.
You're going to be if you squish your wolf. Okay. You take this for falling hard on the ground, trying to roll off Barkley, 4 points. And Barkley takes 3. So you take. So she takes 3, you take 4, and Barkley takes 3 as we all fall in semi heaps. Okay. Oh,
phew, no problem. She's a trucker.
All right. Now, I am a mount. I am used to having something on top of me. I'm used to rolling and doing all this stuff. So I'm not going to have you like squish Barkley for extra damage. You know, we hit the ground. He actually is trying to do the acrobatic thing to avoid. So the best it can do is like we kind of tuck and roll, but we still both hit the ground hard and fall prone.
So I take 4 and Barkley takes 3?
Yep.
Okay.
He actually kind of twisted in the air and got a little bit of you under him. Less damage. Kerr splat.
Drags my slows her descent by dragging my body against the wall.
Yeah, there you go. The Rattlings. Okay, well, Vika is going to try to stabilize. Yay, so that they don't bleed out. And that reminds me, I've not been stabilizing for the other two guys. Well, there's one. Come on, buddy. 2, 3 rounds. Nope. All right. Somebody's not having a Christmas. Leaving us with the one combatant whose turn it is now in the lower half of the map. Or I should say, sorry, and his dire rat minions go, dire rat minions. All right, leaving them in place to play with Bartholomew. One is going to move up here to attack Bartholomew. The other one is going to just turn on Gildavarth. And this gives me the cover I need to... I'm going to load right where I am, provoke an attack of opportunity from Bartholomew, and try to shoot one of you guys. Attack of opportunity, I do have plus two cover for you attacking around a corner.
I don't like it. So you're trying to hit the mighty Bartholomew. Get a piece of the old Bart in you.
Well, shoot you, actually.
No. Best of luck to you, then.
Of course. Even the opponents in the Cavalier campaign are like gentlemanly. Oh, yes. And you, reloading like mad.
Gentlewomanly?
Hey.
Sorry, I can't tell. Is that...
Hey. Reloads faster. Anyway, provoking attack of opportunity by loading a ranged weapon or using it in front of you.
I love attacks of opportunity.
Care to take one now?
Soon to now.
Leon, tell us what you're planning. Oh, there it is. Battle axe. 7. Sorry. No offense. Okay.
A bunch of horrible people trying to hit me and everything.
Now, I'm assuming you do not have combat reflexes as I provoke a second attack of opportunity by actually firing this thing in your face?
No.
Ouch.
No. Anyway, I was going to shoot at Varth, but since you actually took a swipe at me
of course,
and said nasty thing, well, you did wish me luck. Oh, thank you. And he's smiling at you, shooting your friend.
There you
go. Oh, thank you very much. Lovely day for a stroll down here in the dungeon.
Best of luck in killing me.
Best of luck. You too. 15.
No.
Okay, well.
Tell your mother I said hi.
Yeah. What can you do? Leon, you moved. Where'd you come from?
I went from, because you told me where to move into position, and then stuff went back to normal. So I came from.
Okay, so 5, 10, and you were doing what?
Then I am going to shoot between Bartholomew's legs.
Okay. So the corner gives me 2. Bartholomew itself gives me 4.
Careful, it's like with that.
Oh, no. Between his legs. The rat thing that I see in front of me now.
Okay. That should give him like a +2. Just on competence.
No, there's something dangling huge between your legs. You keep telling us.
No, I mean like because it's an intimidate attack.
The rat does not understand this. All right. So go right ahead, sir. Bartholomew is giving the little rat, the dire rat cover. Can he keep up the streak?
Oh, yeah, he can. That was glorious.
Oh, my God. My God. He went to the school of Grant Berger. The guy's a genius. Look at that fire.
Can I use a move action just to do the whole, like, thrust action?
No, you're making
it. That's awesome.
Oh, something. Bolt comes out. Considering we're going into War for the Crown, where you guys are going to buy gadgets, I don't want you having like a buckler that fires little mini darts every time you do that. So,
you know, I didn't have that thought right until the moment that you put it in there.
Oh, God, what have I done? So, no confirmation on the crit that I can see, but 26, yes, does hit, and 8 points of damage to this poor little squeaky dude.
Just so we're clarifying, it's a crit from the crotch, not a crit to the crotch.
Oh, why did I show up tonight? Okay, nicely done, Leon. Good shot, sir. Lord Gildavarth.
All right, so I'm going to take a 5-foot step to there, dropping my torch as I move.
Unfortunately, sir, you're crossing a corner of an opponent, so you cannot. You can go here.
And I'll go right there.
There you go.
Dropping my torch as I take that step and drawing my sword.
Oh, there it is.
And then I will attack with said weapon.
So are you dropping in the last square or the one you're in?
The one I just exited.
Got it. Ding. One torch.
20 to hit.
Oh, so close. Yes. Of course.
For longsword damage. Die 8 plus 1. Yeah. 8 points.
And slicing down viciously in the poor defenseless little tyrant.
As I whip the gleaming blade into the rat.
Sorry, how much? 7?
8 points.
Oh, 8 points. Okay.
7 on the die, 1 for strength.
Got it. Righto. Ouch. Muching in the of the ouching. All right. Twitter, Twitch. Stop. Too silent. Quiet. Down here. But at least we haven't killed them. I mean, you know, you've run them through and then their fate is up to the gods or heal checks later. We're not that vicious. Bartholomew. Thrusto.
Yeah. Also known as. I just want to run one quick fool check by you. Yes. When moving through, if I wanted to dance around an opponent, would that incur multiple attacks of opportunity, or would removing myself from their threatened range incur the attack of opportunity?
Okay, well, for starters, you can make acrobatic checks to move around, go through threatened squares.
No. The whole thing I want to say, if I stay within their area of threatened range, because you threaten an area within 5 feet around you, correct?
Yes, depends if they have combat reflexes. So if you provoke the first time and if they actually...
No. I'm not talking about removing myself from their threatened range. I'm saying if I stay within...
Okay, so show me on the board. Move your dude and I'll tell you what would happen without it actually happening.
Okay, if I move south.
No, like, pick up your mini and move him. I want to see this.
There.
Okay, so you've stepped into a square. I have a ranged weapon, not a melee weapon, so I'm not really threatening any squares around me. So
all right, but hypothetically, for future knowledge, if they had a melee weapon...
No, because you could do this as a 5 foot step.
Okay. Like now, if I did this.
Okay. That second one would be yes.
Okay.
That would no longer be, I take a 5 foot step, then I take a move. It's.
And answers the questions then.
Yeah.
So moving within the threatened range encourages.
Or more like continuing, like getting in there, you know.
Not
like
removing yourself from. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So there's an opponent on my right.
Yes.
He's going to, or she is going to E-tax. I don't judge.
He's just shaking his head at you.
It's going to be good axe.
Starts making thrusting movements back at you like, dude, I'm a guy.
Did they just like eat a like bolt from my crotch?
Is like run me through if you have to, but like just get it right.
No.
Blind bloody orc. Anyway, okay. So you are attacking, sir. You're stepping around the corner so that he does not get his cover from that corner. Now that Lord Gildervarth has lit the room and we await Ryan to spend the next half hour finding his character sheet again. No. I shall describe the room.
It's a miss. Don't worry. I found it already.
It's a miss. What'd you get?
Nine.
Okay. This large, large chamber widens out immediately 20 feet to your left and right, goes 20 feet into the room, and then widens out an additional 20 feet in a Tetris block pattern. 12 narrow pillars reach from floor to ceiling in this large chamber, each depicting a man engaging in a different profession. In one pillar, a mound proudly displays a large fish, while in another, a man tends to field a wheat. Yet one close by mimics a dancing move of a pelvic thrust, giving the people coming through the door the finger guns. But we're still in the middle of combat, so it doesn't really matter. Winston, you are up.
Yes, sir. Okay, so...
Please conduct yourself in a more Cavalieri-type fashion.
This rat person is down and badly down.
They are not getting up. Or, hey, you win, you get up first.
Oh, did I fall down?
Yeah, you're prone when you take damage and screw up an acrobatic check on a fall.
Oh, well then I'll... So does that mean I'm not on Barkley? Did I fall off my dog mount?
Also, I'm going to place you here because it's sort of adjacent to where you know what I mean?
Sure, okay.
Right. No, you are... Or, you know, the two of you are kind of in the same square. Anyway, you do need to get up.
Yeah, get up.
And technically right now, because you guys are separated, but I'll keep him on your turn. You know, Winston gets up. Do you want to remount as a move action or make a ride check to mount?
No, if I'm off, I'll see if I can stabilize the rat.
Okay, so you get up, ignore your fallen lance and your fallen comrade, and you run over and start CPRing the rat.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. Barkley shakily gets to his legs and looks at you like, oh, no, I'm fine, thank you. Fine. Don't worry about me, master.
So there's a heal check of all right. 4.
All right, they are badly injured, but you're not sure if they're going to make it, doctor. You look over, Barkley's got like one of those surgical masks on, just shaking his head sadly, no. I don't even know why I'm wearing this, let alone making heal checks with you. I cannot aid. All right. But good on you, sir. So up, heal check, done. Moving on.
Yep.
Okay. Tapo and Acasti, guarding our exit. If we have to bail, if something goes really wrong, because this was the plan. Oh, look, we go through doors, we get ambushed. An ambush comes this way. We could be getting it from every single door. So actually covering an exit for us to, you know, withdraw from, not a bad tactical idea. Gotta hand it. Clinton's having some great ideas. The bad guys. Okay. All right. I think I've had about enough of you. I flee. Yep, there we go. We're going to withdrawal now. Tactical withdrawal. 5, 10, 15, which is 20, 25, 30, 35. And and disappearing behind two columns to the back of the room. Well, he's out of direct line of sight anyway. Round 6.
Get back here and get your ass kicked like you deserve.